Daf Dalet. We got to the last five lines of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara was talking about the rain and the wind and the different types of rains, different types of winds. So the Gemara says now, last five lines. Amar Rava. Rava says Mala Talga. Talga is snow. Sheleg. Mala Talga Leture. If it snows on the mountaintops, it's the equivalent of Khamisha Mitre La'aret, as if it rained five times on the ground, because the snow up there it slowly melts and then it sits and it sits on top of the ground and it makes it moist. So it's five times as good as five times the rain. So Gemara says Shenemar, it says in the pasuk Ki Lasheleg Yomar Heve Eretz V'geshem, that's one. Matar is two. V'geshem is three. Mitros is another two more. That's a total of five. Uzo. So we see that snow is the equivalent of five times the rain. So Gemara then says, Amar Rava Talge Luture. Yeah, when it snows, snow is beneficial for the mountains. Mitrazia Li'ilane, when it rains very strong, a heavy downpour, that's good for the trees. Mitranicha, very nice, soft, pleasant rain, that's the period that's good for the fruit. Or Urpile, says Rashi, is referring to Gishamim Dakima, a little drizzle. That's Afilu Lepartsida de Tuse Kala, is beneficial for the seeds underneath the ground. Mahani Leit's all effective. Mai was Urpili. What does Urpili mean? That lushan of raindrops, of a drizzling. Uru Pili. So Rashi explains it. Uru Pili means Shesosim Sadke Aritz, little cracks in the ground. So you have small little drizzles which kind of fill in those cracks in the ground. That's his understanding. Rashi says another pshat. Lashon Acher, Shemigadeles Umitzamechas Hagarinim Haomdim Besidkei Hakarka, that it helps grow those seeds that are placed between the cracks of the ground. So you see different types of rain, the different heaviness has a beneficial for different things that grow from the ground. So Gemara now says two lines down. Now we're connecting this to Limud Torah, all the rain. The Gemara says Amar Rava Hait Surba Mirabanan, a Tur Mirabanan Tamil Chacham Dami Lipartsida De Tuse Kala. It's similar to the seed underneath the ground. We'll see the pshat of that in just a second. D'cheven d'nabit, nabit. So what does this mean? So firstly, Rashi explains, Tzurba mirabanan is bachar v'charfa, a very young, sprouting tamar chacham. Kimo bei d'tzribin b'masachas beitza, referring to, again, a young tamar chacham who's beginning to grow, like an egg grows bigger and bigger. Tamar chacham zakin, as opposed to an older, well-established, a veteran tamar chacham, lo kari tzurba ella hahu mirabanan karli. That's called the mirabanan. A tzur mirabanan is a young, growing tamar chacham. So this young, growing tamar chacham is like a seed that's underneath the ground. How so? So Rashi says, "Dinava nava." When it begins to grow, shemaschil libat space, it begins to grow and sprout from the ground the seed. So to a tamar chacham, la'alos ola lamala. When a tamar chacham, a seed grows, so to kach tamar chacham came in sheyotz shemo. Once his name is known, he understood that he's a young, young growing tamar chacham. Holy v'gadol lemala, so too, like a seed grows from the ground. Once it sprouts from the ground, it grows bigger and bigger. So to a young tamar chacham, once his name is heard, his reputation begins to grow. He gets really, really well known and accomplishes great things. That's the understanding of Rashi. Now the Netziv writes in Rami Sade a different shot. He says, no, just like when you place a seed underneath the ground, nobody sees it. No one can see what happens. It's left. It's out of mind. But suddenly, somehow, it grows. So to explain the Talmud Chacham, he has to put in all this amelus, and no one sees the amelus he puts in. But after all the amelus of the hidden, the time he spent learning Torah, so to eventually that will turn out to a great accomplishments in Limud Torah. So then the Gemara says further along the same lines of what a Talmud Chacham is compared to. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hait Subra Mirabanan, this young Tamar Chacham, Dirasuch, if he gets very angry, he's very excited. So, Araisahu Deka Miraschalei. It's the Torah that's within him that causes him to fire it up. That's what gets him so excited. He sometimes gets so angry because the Torah, kind of excites him. How do we see the Torah is compared to fire? Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Halo Cho Tivara Ke'ish, Num Hashem, that my words, Hashem's words, are like fire. So it's fire. When a person learns it, the fire gets somehow spiritually inside him, and then it gets him all excited, and sometimes he loses anger. But Amar Rava, Rava says, Kol Tamar Chacham She'eino Kasher Kebarzel. If a Tamar Chacham is not strong, he's not stubborn, he's not stiff like a Barzel, Eino Tamar Chacham. That means he's not a Tamar Chacham. Why? Because the end of that pasuk says, Shenemar Uchepatish Yufotis Itzela, and the words of Hashem, the Torah, is like a hammer that could break through a rock, has to be strong like a barzel. So Torah must make a person very strong. If he's not strong, if he's not stubborn, that means he's not a true Talmud Chacham. So Gemara, this is Amar Le Rava, Rabbi Abba, Le Rav Ashi, Otun Mehasin Masnisela. You learn it from that pasuk. Onan Mehacham Masnisela. We learn this idea from a different pasuk, Dechsiv, It says in the pasuk, "Eretz asher lo b'miskones te b'miskenus tochel ba." So, and the, I'm reading the whole pasuk now. It says, "Lechem lo sechzer kobah eretz asher avaneha barzel," a land that its rocks are like a barzel. Al tikri avaneh, don't read it as the rocks avanim ela boneh, those who build the world, namely the Talmid Chacham who are building and holding up the world, they are like a barzel. So same idea, that you have to be strong like a barzel, but just a different source. So then the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, afil hachi, even though the Torah makes a person angry, it makes a person stubborn, nonetheless, mibayle le'inish le'melef nafshei benichusa, he has to train himself how to be benachas, how to be calm and how to be gentle. Even though he's fired up, he can't act in such a way. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "V'hoser kala kas milibecha v'gomer." He has to remove all anger from his body. Why does he have to remove all anger? So Pashup Shat says the Marsha, it's a midah ra. Kas is a terrible midah. That's why you don't want any midas ra'os. But the Miri says differently. The Miri says no. The reason why is not because it's bad necessarily. It comes from the Torah. Torah can't be bad. But he gets fired up, and sometimes you have to be angry in order to protect the Torah. But the reason why you shouldn't be angry, says the Miri, is because no one's going to listen to you then. No one will be makabel dvar. I mean, it might not be such a bad midah in the context of Torah and halacha, but if you want people to listen to you, so you can't do it in a derech of kas. So then the Gemara says, Amar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Reb Yonasan. Shlosha shalu shloka hugan. There are three individuals throughout history who asked inappropriately, and nonetheless, l'shnayim hashivu kugan. Two of them were answered appropriately, l'echad hashivu shlo kugan, and one was answered inappropriately. Who were the three? The Eluhain, Eliezer, Evan Avram, Vishal ben Kish, v'yiftach ha-giladi. So what are the three examples? The Gemara explains, Eliezer, Evan Avram. So a couple of weeks ago, the Chassivit says in the pasuk, Yohana, Rasha, Omer, Lehit, Etina, Kadech. He said, whichever young lady is going to pour water for me and my camels, she will be zocha to marry Yitzchak Avinu. So he didn't specify what type of nara. Yachal afilu chigeres, afilu suma, even if she was missing a limb, a leg, even if she may have been blind. And so why didn't he specify what type of woman for Yitzchak? So nonetheless, Hashiva kugan v'nizdamna l'arivka, even though he didn't specify, in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had granted him, fulfilled this request, with someone like the tzadekes of Rivka. So that's how he was answered, kuhugan. Shaul ben Kish, dichsev, he said, v'ya ish, the person, asher yakenu, whoever is going to defeat Goliath, Yashrenu will become Yashrenu Hamelch Osher Gadol. The king will give him great wealth. Vesbito Yitein Lo, and will give his daughter to such an individual. So Yachol Afil Eved Afil Mamzer. He didn't specify the yichus of such a person. You're marrying into the Malchus. He should say it shouldn't be an Eved. It shouldn't be a Mamzer. But he said whoever it is. So he asked Shelo Kugan, and nonetheless Hashivu Kugan. He was answered appropriately, as we know. Nizdamin Lo David. David was one who beat and defeated Goliath and married his daughter Michal. The third case is Yiftach. Hagiladi dichsiv, it says, Vaya hayotze asher yetze midlase beisi. Whoever walks, or he was trying to think, whichever creature, whichever animal walks out of my house, I'm going to bring as a carbon. Yachal afilu davar tameh. Even if it was a davar tameh, such as a dog or a pig who would walk out, he'd have to bring as a carbon to Hashem. So he didn't ask in an appropriate way. He should have been more specific. And what happened to him was, Hashivu shlokugan nizdanu lo bito. And his daughter walked out, and that was not the answer he was looking for. So he was stuck, actually, with a big problem. Behind the Kamerle Navi Lisa, that's what Yirmiyahu Navi said to Klaisel, Hatsari ain't begila. There's no tsari, there's no medicine in Gilad, meaning Yiftach was stuck giving his daughter as a carbon. He should have went to a Navi and been matbid the nether. In Rofe ain't Sham, is there no doctor referring? There's no Navi who could be matbid, there's nether, no chacham. So why didn't he go to a Navi? Uksivit says further, Ashelot Sivesi, Vladibarti, Vlalta Libi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I never commanded anyone to ever shecht his own child as a carbon. I never spoke about this. I never thought this in my mind. What are these three different terms? Lo tzivesi, lo dibarti, lo alta libi. So Gemara explains, Asher lo tzivesi, zeb benosha meisha melech Moav. The melech Moav brought his son as a carbon. I never commanded him to do so. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vayikach es b'no b'chor asher yimloch tachta v'yaleo ola. That meisha melech Moav brought him as a carbon. I never commanded him to do so. Velodi Bardi, I never spoke to anyone. I never told Yiftach to bring his daughter as a carbon. Well, Alta Alibi, never did I even think about it as a carbon. Ze Yitzchak ben Avram. This is Yitzchak ben Avram. I never had a havina that Avram should bring his son Yitzchak. It was just a test to see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved and listened to me. These are three different examples. Either way, this last Maisa, which Yiftach HaGiladi, was Shalom Kugan and Yeshivu Shalom Kugan. He was answered incorrectly as well. He should have went to the Navi, but he didn't. So look at Tosis for an interesting question all the way towards the top. Shlosha sh'alu shlokuga. Three people who asked the question in the incorrect way. Eliezer, shel v'yiftach, asks Tosis. Vim tomar ma'id lo chashiv kali ben yifuna. He also asked shlokuga. Sh'amar, he said, asher yaka es kiryasefer, whoever conquers your kiryasefer, v'lachta and captures it. V'nasati li as achse biti lisha. I'm going to give that warrior my daughter achse as a wife. Amaylo park. Why didn't it say kamo ha'cha yachol mamzo eved? He didn't ask it correctly either. It should have been four people on this list. So the answer is Tosas v'yesh lomar. D'hod the kamar kalev sheyitein la. When kalev said he's going to give his daughter, he wasn't referring to conquering over the city. He was actually referring to what the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol mi sheyachol lachzer osan halachos sheshachu bimei evlo shel Moshe, etein lo achse bita. What he's really asking in the drasha is that whoever is able to remember the few hundred halachos that were forgotten when Moshe Benu had died, and they forgot halachos because during the Avelis of Moshe, he wanted to bring them back, whoever would be mechaven to bring it back, so that person would marry my daughter. So it wasn't referring to conquering over. So it wasn't, that doesn't answer the question. It could have been an Eved. It could have been a Mamzer. So the Marsha says, based on what Rashi says here, the only person who could bring this back is if you have a Nevuah. Only a person who's Roy to have Nevuah would be Zocha to bring the few hundred halachas back. So he didn't have to specify it. If the goal was to bring the halachas, by definition, only a person who was Kosher could bring those halachas back through the through Nevuah. The second answer Tosfos writes is V'yesh Mefarshim. No. You know why she had the name Achsa? Shekol Haroa also, anyone who saw her, Kores Alisho, was angry at his own wife. I mean, if another guy saw Achsa walking down, he was mad at his own wife. Why was he mad at his own wife? Says Tosas, Pshat is Zevadai Mishum Snias Yeserid the Kachazibe. It wasn't because Achsa was so beautiful. The Medrash wouldn't talk about such a thing that because this wife's so beautiful, he's mad at his own wife for not being as pretty. Certainly not. It's because the Snias that Achsa had, he was upset that his own wife didn't have the same level of modesty. That's what it meant. If that's what the attributes were of Achsa, Hayasomich, therefore, since she had Snias Yisera, Hayasomich, that Kalev did not have to specify which guy would conquer the city. Why? Because he was Somich de Zuchusa, she had a great Zuchus, and he know he himself also had a great Zuchus, Didei, Mistaye, it would all help, Tilo Mizdavgin La Ela Kefi Masa, as we know from the Gemara and Sota, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only Mizdavgin, a person whose Midos matched the Chasen and Kala. So since she had incredible Midos of Snias, certainly only one who matches those Snias levels of Midos would be matched to her. That was his, therefore unnecessary to ask this. So again, this gets into a lot of questions. Yitzchak Avinu, he had incredible Zuchuyas, he was Yitzchak Avinu, so Eliezer shouldn't have to ask this question either. So it gets into a number of different questions. But look at the next Tosef for another interesting question. Tosef says, Yachol Afil Chigaris Asuma. So Tosef says, Tema, Amaylo Nakat Hacha Gabi Eliezer Evin Avram. So Kemod Dekamer Gavi Shol B'samach Yachol Afil Mamzeris Oshifcha. When Eliezer says, he said, why didn't he say she shouldn't be a Suma? She shouldn't be a chagaris. It should also ask the question in the Gemara. She shouldn't be a mamzerish. She shouldn't be a shifcha. Why was that not specified about that in that havamina of the Gemara? So it says Rash. Tosa quotes Rashi. It's not Rashi here, but Rashi elsewhere. Amirashi mishum degabi alei yezer lo shayach adayin mamzerish. Mamzerish didn't exist yet because the halo nitna Torah. The Torah wasn't yet given, and since it wasn't yet given, they didn't have to keep halachas of mamzerim. Inami, alternatively, the Gabi Isha lo daik alma el yofi. When it comes to marrying a woman, no one really cares about her yichas, they just care about how she looks, and therefore that wasn't specified. Okay, not a very nice Tosfos, but whatever, okay. So the other questions they say, we know there's a man, the Amar, that the Avos did keep Kol Torah Kula. The Mekayim Kol Torah Kula afila erev tavshilim. So if you assume that they were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, so then how do you answer the question, why was the Mamzeres mentioned? So the Maritzchiyas answers, he says, because we see from the Avos that they were not machbid on the halachas of Arayos and Mamzeres. Whatever reason that was, from the fact that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, that's the Raya that, for whatever reason, that did not apply to them, although all other halachas did, that specific halacha did not apply to them. And one more answer before we go by to the Radbaz says, because since all the Avos were considered Gerim, they were not born Jewish, they converted, so all relationships of Gerim are not considered relationships anymore, and therefore two sisters were not two sisters, and this one was not considered a mother or father, all those things are thrown out the window, and therefore Mamzeres did not exist because they're all considered Gerim. Okay, Gemara now says, we are around six narrow lines up. Gemara says, after establishing three people asked, Shalok Ugan, comes along now, Amar Rabbi Brachia, Af Knesset Yisrael, Sha'ala Shalok Ugan. Even Klal Yisrael also had asked the question in an incorrect way. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shiva Kugan, they were lucky that Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to them in an appropriate way. Shenemar says, V'neida Nirdefal Adas Hashem, we want to know, we want to chase after understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kishachar Nachon Motzil, like the break of the sun in the morning, and let it come to us like rain. We want the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence like rain. So that was their request. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Biti, my daughter, referring to Knesset Yisrael, At shoelas davar shepamim misbakish, pamim she'ena misbakish. You're asking for something that's sometimes needed and sometimes not needed. We don't always need rain. We know rain is necessary in yimosa gashamim. It's unnecessary. It's detrimental when it comes to yimosa chama. So why do you want me like rain? Rain's not always needed. You want me all the time, don't you? I'm going to be to you like something that's always needed. Shinemar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Klal Yisrael was, the Chatal Yisrael, I'm going to be like Tal to Yisrael, like what you were saying to me yesterday, Andy, that we should be compared to Tal, that Tal is always needed, the Brach of Tal is always necessary. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be to you like Tal, that you always need me. The old Shalosh Lo Kugan, they had asked another question incorrectly. Amr Lefana of Ribbono Shalom, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She yamini kechosim al libcha. It says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk that's found in Shia Shirim. Simeni kechosim al libecha. Place like a chosim, like a sign, a signature seal on your heart. It says kechosim al zrecha, like a signature on your arm. So I'm on the Kadosh Baruch Hu biti at she'elas davar shepamim nira pamim she'ena nira. You want me to be on your heart? And, but that's not always seen. About ani esalecha davar shenir liyom, I'm going to be on a kechosim that's always seen. Shenemar hein al kapayim chakusecha, I'll be placed on the palm. Like the palm is always visible, and therefore he responded to them, kugan. So that ends the Agarta. So now the Gemara says, back to the discussion of Masha Ruach Minagashim. The Gemara says, quote to the Mishnah, ein shalom sa gishamim, we only ask for the gishamim. This goes back to from the Mishnah, I believe, that we only ask the gishamim the time when it's needed, samach l'gishamim. I mean, there's no need to ask for rain or mention rain in the summer. We only ask for the rain sukkah time where there's a need for it. So Gemara says, savrua, whenever you see the word savrua, it's always a havamina. Savrua, the initial thought was, she'ela vaskara chadamilsi. That asking she'ela and haskara is the same thing. Which is ein shalom to gishamim, you only ask neither samach l'gishamim. That means haskara. So who's the author of this Mishnah? So it must be, Gemara says, Mantana, Amirava, must be Rabbi Yeshuahi, Damar, Mishah, Hanachasa. We had machlokas in the beginning of the Masechta, whether you start saying Masha Ruach from Aleph in the first day of Sukkot, or the last day of Sukkot. So right now, ein shalom, we only ask gishamim near the need for the gishamim, when you need it, which certainly means at the end of Sukkot. So who's the one who holds you start being maskier, mentioning a haskara at the end? That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua must be the author of Ein Shalom and Gishama. You only ask for rain when you need it. So the She'ela, Saint Talmud Levracha, and haskara, Masha Ruach, are both mentioned at the end of Sukkot, because that's Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Elazar holds that no, haskara is mentioned in the beginning, so She'ela should be the beginning as well. So it must be Rabbi Yeshua who holds Mishas HaNachaso. When do you start mentioning Haskara Masha Ruach? When you place the lulav down, that's the end of Sukkot. That's also when you do the She'ela. So Gemara says, no. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. It could even be Rabbi Eliezer. She'ela l'chud, Haskara l'chud. Meaning, even though Rabbi Eliezer says you start doing Haskara, namely Masha Ruach, from the beginning of Sukkot, doesn't mean She'ela is the beginning. She'ela is a different point. The She'ela of Shein Talmat Racha is at the end of Sukkot, and it could therefore be both opinions, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar would hold that She'ela is only after Sukkot is over. The Ikad, I know this is not, we'll see how we do Lamaisa nowadays. The Ikadami, others say, Lema Rabbi Yeshua hi, Dara Mishas HaNachaso. Let's say that this is the author. Who is the one who says, Ain Sholen, we only do Shein Talmat Racha at the end of Sukkot? That must be Rabbi Yeshua, who says, you only mention Masha Ruach at the end of Sukkot. And the Gemara says back in this Ikadami, Amarava Afil Tamer Rabbi Eliezer, She'elachud Haskalachud. Same idea, just a slightly different version. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda Omer, we said in the Mishnah, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, the one who davens for the Amud on the last day of Sukkot, so he, the Shacharis, doesn't mention Masher Ruach. By most of the time, however, then the Achron does mention it, he's Maskir, Masher Ruach Minagashim. So Gemara then says, now on the flip side, the Mishnah says, when it comes to ending it, Pesach time, the way it works is the Baal Shachris mentions Masha Ruach still, and when Musaf comes, the Acharon, says Rabbi Huda, you don't mention Masha Ruach by Musaf of first day's Pesach. So Gemara says, Urmin, is that really true? Ad Masai Shon is a Gesham. Until when do you stop saying V'sein Talmat Racha? So Rabbi Huda Omer, Ad Shiavor is a Pesach, meaning until all Pesach's over. It sounds like that you continue to mention V'sein Talmat Racha through all Pesach. It's not until the Shvisha Pesach that you stop, which goes against what we just said. Rabbi Huda says you stop by the first day Pesach. This Brisa says, Rabbi Huda says you say until the end of Pesach. And the Brisa continues that Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Shiavor Nisan, he says you say V'sein Talmat Racha until all of Chodesh Nisan is over. But our concern right now is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that on one hand, he sounds like you say the She'ela up until first day of Pesach, that's it. But this Brisa, the Aminu Brisa, says you say it through all of Pesach. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Kan lishol, kan lehaskir. No, there are two things. There's haskir, haskar, which is Masher Ruch, and there's She'ela, which is saying Talmud Racha. Meaning, Mishal Sha'il v'azil. When the Brisa says, Urminu, ad Masai Shalom, that's referring to the She'ela. So you have the She'ela. You say the same Talmud Racha through all of Pesach. Again, Mishal Sha'il v'azil, we continue to ask. But lahazkir, b'yom t'varishom, pasuk. You stop saying Masher Ruch by first day. So two different halachas. The Masher Ruch, you stop day one. That's our Mishnah. Then saying Talmud Racha, you continue to say through Chol Moed Pesach, and you stop by the end of Pesach. So Amar Ula says, this suggestion of Chista is kasha, is so difficult to understand. Kachomach lishinayim, like vinegar in their eyes, ukashin le'enayim, and smoke in the eyes. Sorry, vinegar to the teeth and smoke in the eyes. How can that be? Ma b'makom sheino shoyel maskir. At a time we don't ask. Meaning sukkah's time, we don't do a shayla. We first mention Masher Ruach for a couple of weeks before we do Saint Talmud Racha. So sukkah's time, when we don't do a shayla, yet we're maskir. But Malcolm Sheshoel, when we still could do a She'ela, meaning Chomei Pesach, ain't no din Shei Maskir, certainly you have to do Askar first. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Just to backtrack for a moment, the idea of Masher Ruach is supposed to set the stage up to have a She'ela. So if you're not having a She'ela, there's no need for Askar anymore. So why would you continue to have those two points? So the two go hand in hand. So I can understand, the Gemara is going to explain, I can understand Haskara for a couple of weeks, Masher Ruach, after Sukkot, to lead up to a She'ela. But once you're having a She'ela and Pesach, you should continue to have Haskar as well. Either they both shouldn't exist, or they both should exist. You can't have She'ela without there being Haskara. So it's very difficult to understand the Shita of Rav Chista. So Ella Amar Ula explains, Trei Tanai Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. No, there are two different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Meaning one opinion felt that first day of Pesach, you stop both Masher Ruach and Sein Talmud Racha. And the second opinion felt, you continue to mention both of them through all Pesach. You say both Masher Ruach and V'sein Talmud Racha, and the two different opinions, Aliba, Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along now Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, my ad shiavu Pesach. What does it mean that when the Brisa says you continue to do the She'ela until Pesach passes? He says, ad shiavu shliach tzibur rishon hayored v'yom t'rishon she'pesach. What it means is until the first guy who davens, the Baal Shachris, when he finishes the Baal Shachris, that's when you stop doing the She'ela and saying Talmud Racha and Masher Ruach Negashim. So it's the same exact thing. It's a bit of a liberty how to read this into the pshat here. But ad shiavu hachazen rishon, until the Baal Shachris finishes davening, that's when you stop saying Masher Ruach and saying Talmud Racha. Now the problem with this is Amalei Abaye says She'ela v'yom t'mi'ika. We're talking about the She'ela. We're talking about the same Talmud Racha. Right? The Brisa says Amasai Shalom. There's no She'ela on Yantif. We don't say the same Talmud Racha on Yantif. That's not part of the Nusach of the Bracha. We don't say that Bracha of Yantif. So what type of She'ela are we saying in Shachris that we're not saying in Musaf on the first day of Pesach? So the Gemara says Amarle in. We do ask in Shoel Maturgaman. The Maturgaman, who's the Maturgaman? So when the Rav gives a drasha, so there's a Maturgaman who translates or amplifies so everybody that Tzibur could hear. So during this drasha, he's going to make a little shayla, meaning every year Pesach, first day of Pesach, when you give a drasha, he gives a little shtickle bracha of Saint Talmud Racha. He kind of puts that in his drasha. Then he continues the rest of the drasha. So that shayla he does for the Shacharis, but he doesn't do it during Muslim. It's a very strange Havamina. Other sage referring to the Rabbeinu Chanan says referring to the Maturgaman of the Baal Kareh, the Baal Kareh. So there's a Baal Kareh and there's a Maturgaman. He would somehow shtup in a She'ela there. So that's the suggestion. They have a She'ela during the Maturgaman in the morning, but not in Musaf. So Gemara says, V'chi Maturgaman Shoel Davar Sheino Tzarach L'Tzibur? So why is he going to ask for rain? It's Pesach time. Rain's over. Why would he have to do this? It doesn't make any sense. Ella mechavers akadu. We go back. It's much clearer. The answer of Ula that the trei tanai aliba derbi Yehuda. So then the Gemara says, Rabba. He makes his own suggestion. Rabba Amar, my ad shiavur Pesach. What does it mean until Pesach is over? Ad shiavur zman shchitas haPesach. That until zman shchitas Pesach is over, meaning erev Pesach is when you stop saying v'sein tam matzav racha. And the Gemara says uktchilaso kein sofo. The beginning is like the end. Meaning what? Matchila, so just like the beginning, we're maskir, we mention Masher Ruach, Minagashim for a couple weeks, Avapi, Sheino Shoel, even though we don't mention B'Sein Talmud Racha just yet, Av Sofo, the end, Pesach time, we're maskir, Avapi, Sheino Shoel. In other words, by mincha time, Erev Pesach, you stop saying v'sein tamarat levacha, but you continue to do askara, mashiruach, by marav leil Pesach, by shachris Pesach, and then you stop by musaf. So we have a haskara without sheila in the beginning. We have a haskara without sheila at the end as well. So Amar Le Abaye says, no, this doesn't make sense either. Bishma, I understand the beginning of the year, Sukkot time, Tchilaso Maskir Haskara Nami Ritzu Sheili. The reason why you do haskara for a couple weeks because you're building up to eventually ask Hashem for rain. So it makes sense to have haskara without there being a sheila at the beginning of the year. At the sofa, at the end, my Ritzu Sheila Ika. If you're not going to ultimately ask for a sheila, what's the point of mentioning Mashir Ruach for a few more davenings if you're not going to have a Sheila? So that svar doesn't make sense. And then the Gemara goes back, you're right, Ella, Mechavrsa, Kedula, it's much clearer. The answer must be like Ula, that Trey, Tanai, Aliba, the Rebbe Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, how do we pass in Halacha Lamaisa? So Amr Basi, Amr Yochanan, Halacha, Rebbe Yehuda, we pass in like the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. What does that mean like Rebbe Yehuda? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here that the Amar, and five wide lines down, the end of the line, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar, however, that when you daven Baal Shachris, he says Mashir Ruach, but Musaf, Pesach time, he does not mention Mashir Ruach Negashim. So, and also in the beginning as well, that how we the practice nowadays is what we do. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Hachi, does he really say this? Vatan, doesn't the Mishnah say? The third day of Cheshvan, we start asking for rain. The same time, Matal Racha. And Rabbi Gamliel Omer B'Shiva on the seventh day. Rabbi Rabbi Lazar Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel. We pass in like Rabbi Gamliel. We that the Zion Cheshvan is a day we start asking for the rain. So we see here, Rabbi Yehuda says we pass in that Shmiya Terrace, you start asking for rain. Here we pass in that on day seven, you start asking for rain. So Amrulay, the answer is Gavra, Gavra Karamis. Okay, so there's a kasha. So what's the big deal? So you have two different opinions. How to paskin? So this astira. One holds this way, one holds that way. That's okay. Ibai seima lo kasha kan lisho kan the askir. No, one's referring to Mashir Ruach Negashim, which is Shmiyat Teres. That's Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. As one's referring to V'sein Talmud Tiracha, which is Zayin Cheshvan, which is how we paskin in Eretz Yisrael. That's not astira. They're two different things. That one's haskara, one's lahashir. So the Gemara then says V'hamer Rabbi Yochanan Zemir Yochanan say B'makom Sheshoyo Maskir. So doesn't he hold whenever you ask, you have to also mention? You can't have one without the other. So how do you have the suggestion that you start doing Shmiyat Teres, Mashir Ruach, but not until another 2 weeks later, you start doing Sheila? It have to be together. Malkum Sheshol, Maskir. That's referring to at the end. In the beginning, we have Haskar Lachud and Sheila Chud. At the end, Pesach time, there's not, you don't need both. You don't need one without the other. Then we say, once you stop asking, you stop mentioning Mashir Ruach as well. V'hamer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan say hischil haskir maskil lishol. Doesn't he hold when you begin to mention, you begin to ask pasuk milishol pasuk lahaskir, and when you stop asking, you stop mentioning. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan holds the two go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. At lokasha, there is no stira halana haluhu. One is for us and one is for them. What's the difference? So maishna lididan for us. This like piri bedavra that we have fruit in the field and we don't want them to get ruined, so we have to have a separation. We'll look at Rashi in a second. So again, look at Rashi. Rashi writes halan haluhu livnei bavel sheish lanu tvua who peris besad the kol tishrei. All of tishrei is still fruit and crops in the field. Ein maskir not shiva b'mar cheshvan. It's not until cheshvan rolls around that they already removed all the fruit and the crops and they can start asking for rain. V'sham shalom, there they ask on the seventh day. Kedam Rabbi Yochanan, maskil haskir maskil lishol. I'm sorry, no, sorry, other way around. Hold on a second. Right, you don't mention until Shiva b'mar cheshvan. And there, when there's haskar, that's when you do the sheila as well. They go hand in hand, the shiva b'mar cheshvan. But halahu, for them in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, the kotzim b'nisan, v'osim b'tishrei, maskim b'yom tov achron, k'rebi Yehuda, they already gathered all their stuff in tishrei at the beginning, and there's no fruit to be concerned of getting ruined out there, and therefore they can start doing the haskara and the sheila even earlier in b'nei Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, so what's the difference? So Gemara says, why? Maishna l'didan, why for us do we delay the sheila? They say, peir b'davra. We have the fruit that are drying out, that are in the field, that haven't yet been collected. That's why we delay the rain. L'didu, to them as well. Nami islay oliver golem. For them, everyone went to Eretz Yisrael, and they have to travel home. So we start asking for rain, Shmiyat Teres. They're going to have to travel home in rain. It's going to be terrible for them. No one's going to come back for the next circus. So the Gemara says, no. The real answer is, when do we start asking, when do we start mentioning? Ki kamer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, bezman she'en beis hamikdash kaim. When there's no beis hamikdash, when there's no alila regel, then he says, when the askaris is shmiyat saris, the Sheila is also during Shalom Shmiyat Tzeres because there's no need for, there's no Olah L'Regalim, unfortunately, and therefore there's no concern of anyone getting wet during the travels. But now the Gemara says, Hashad Asa L'Hachi, now we've established this answer, Ha'vahalad Adu. Maybe they're both referring to Eretz Yisrael. Lo Kasha, Kam Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Kam Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim. In other words, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, we need to give people a chance to get back. We delay the Sheila until Zayin Cheshvan. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, like nowadays, you could say, Reis are asking for rain on Shmiyat Tzeres because there is no Olei L'Regalim. That's how we paskin, but that's the suggestion of the Gemara. Now, Gemara says, Anan, De Islan Tre Yomi. Now, we, in the Chutzarts, who keep 2 days of Shmiyat Tzeres, and one's Shmiyat Tzeres, one's Simchas Torah, so Hei Chayav Dinu, how should we practice this? Meaning, so Gemara says, Amar Rav, Maschil B'Musafin, U'Posik B'Mincha, Arvis V'Shachris V'Chalaz B'Musafin. In other words, Shmiyat Tzeres, day one of the 2 day Yantif, we do Tfilas Geshem. We start mentioning Mashi Ruch Mina Geshem. Then comes Mincha time, we stop saying it. We stop saying it Marv and Shachris, and we repeat it again on the second day Musaf, because we want the days to be, we don't want it to be a joke. Both days should be like like the Shmiyat Tzeres. So therefore, we have to start saying Mashi Ruach Musaf day one, stop saying it, and then say it again a second Tfilas Geshem on day two Simchas Torah, because both days have to be identical. That's the initial suggestion of the Gemara. So Gemara says, Amr lu, Shmuel Poki, Bramar lu the Abba. So go tell your father, he says, that Achar she'asiyasa kodesh, tasel chol, after you made a kodesh, meaning once you started saying Mashi Ruach, you can't take it away. That doesn't make any sense. Ela Amr Shmuel, Mascha b'musafim, u'mincha, you say it from Musaf, and you also say it mincha as well on Shmiyat Tzeres. Then, after that day is complete, that's a new day. It's now Simchas Torah, posting you stop Arvis, v'shachris, you stop saying Marv and Shachris, the Choser u'mascha b'musafim, and then you restart again the next day. That's not as bad, because at least the rest of the day one, you completed with Kedusha, in other words, of saying Mashi Ruach HaMegashim. And then it comes along, Rava says no. It says Rava at the top of the Daf Heyer, we'll just go down to the Mishnah, Rava Amar, he says, Kevin Shehischil, Shuvein Posek. Once you've started Mashi Ruach, you don't stop. I mean, once you said it on day one of Shmiyat Tzeres, you continue to say through the rest of the Yomtev. The Chain Amar of Sheshes, Kevin Shehischil, Shuvein Posek. Once you start, you don't stop. V'af Rav Hadarbe, even Rav also retracted, Dama Rav, Hanano Amar Rav, Mona Esim Ve'achad Yom, Kedach Shmona Ve'esim Yom Rosh Hashanah Ve'yom Kippurim. Just like we count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Asesimei Tshuva, we also count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmiyat Tzeres, and the 21st day, which is Shmiyat Tzeres, Maschil, we start saying Mashiv Ruach on day 21 of Tishrei, which is Shmiyat Tzeres. V'chevin Shehischil, Rav says, once you start, Shuvein Posek, you don't stop. Hilchasa, Kevin Shehischil, Shuvein Posek, we pass, once you start, you don't stop. So the Gemara, we'll just quickly recap what we did. We start talking about the different types of rain, the heavy rain, the light rain, and the drizzles are what's effective for the trees, the land, the mountains, and the seeds. We spoke about different types of Tamnei Chachamim. The Torah is like fire, makes a person angry, it makes a person stubborn, like a kibarzel. But nonetheless, a person has to relax himself and be gentle and be soft, even though the Torah makes him angry. We spoke of the three cases where people asked Shlok Hugan, Eliezer Eved Avram, Shaul Ben Kish, and Yiftach Giladi. Eliezer Shaul were both answered Kugan. Yiftach was answered Shlok Hugan. We brought a fourth example. Klai Yisrael had asked Kadosh Baruch Hu Shlok Hugan, but comparing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Geshem, Hashem answered them Kugan. They were compared. He was compared to Tal. Then the fifth case, Klai Yisrael asked that a Kadosh Baruch Hu be like a Chosim on Libcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu something be better. I'll be Chosim on the Kapayim that you almost we seen. Then they were got the whole question of Sheila versus Haskara. When they start mentioning both, it's a bit confusing. But the Gemara ended up concluding that it depends of the Zman of Mikdash, where they traveled only regalim, they would not ask for rain until Zayin Cheshvan, which is how we paskin even nowadays. But Bizman Shalobay said Mikdash, they would even ask from Shmiyat Tzeres because there's no Oli Regalim. Even though that's the Gemara's final suggestion, we don't assume that halach lemaisa. Then for Chutzart, we mention on Shmiyat Tzeres, and we don't stop. Once you start, you don't stop mentioning Mashi Ruach Minigashim. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.